Wow, want to say big love and good evening, good afternoon, welcome into the show. Hey, Virginia, that's who we are here, who we're talking about, who we're going to be celebrating. And those of you who are on the outskirts, roundabout, thereabout, you need to come and join us. Hey, this is Virginia. Are you ready for the celebration of life? The festival, the music festival of all festivals in the 757 air code. This evening we're going to be having, of course, the one and only Mr. KP and all the other guys there from the Lion's Gate, right, coming into the show pretty soon here. And we're going to be having a ball. For those folks who miss those festivals, I know for me personally as well, this is just like more than life itself. Getting to know that somehow we're going to be getting that sweet reggae music coming back somewhere in Virginia. And then Virginia, good evening. Welcome back, or welcome forward. You know, a lot of you, just like everywhere, is going through some challenging times. And when you think that things is a little bit tapered down, we still have some big time challenges ahead of us. In the meantime, we still have to keep ourselves alive, and part of being alive is the music in our soul, the music in our heartbeat, the music around us, the music of our voices, the music of our friendship. You know, that's just a total part of the whole thing. Once we kind of get together, that vibration along with the music, I'm telling you, you know how that feels, guy, coming down to the festival every single year, meeting folks, greeting folks, meeting new friends. It's just awesome. And of course, some of the great reggae music. The artists, some of them are legendary artists, and KP makes no bone about it to take them out wherever they are, take them out of retirement. And the most reggae artists never go into retirement, but we find a way to find them. So folks, this evening we are going to be chatting a hell of a lot about what is going to be happening August 6th. August 6th, that's the big date, August 6th. That is August 6th, 2020. The venue is 21 East Queensway, Hampton, Virginia, and it's 26339. That's 26339. And that's going to be on a Friday evening. So kind of put that in your date book somehow. Folks, this is going to be for a worthy cause as well, because part proceed is going to go to the Crescent Primary School in Jamaica. And thank you so much, Mr. KP, for really considering Jamaica and this school. I will tell you a little bit more about the school later on, and we'll, you know, kind of, you know, have a little chat about it. And just some of the challenges these young ones are going through. And I know we here are going through a hell of a lot of challenges too. But sometimes we have more help in hand on this side. Some of us, that is, not all. So we will be reaching out and sharing our joy and sharing the love. And that's what reggae music is all about. And that's why the people who kind of a pull towards this kind of music is always there to reach out and help. So, sit with me. We're going to be here for a little while until none other than the Honorable KP, along with Lionsbridge. They're going to be in the house. In the meantime, we're going to kick up some dust. Well, kick up some dust with a whole time tune. I know that, you know, you probably like Mr. Freddie Mackay, A Picture on the Wall. This one from way back when. Still hanging on the wall. That's a great member here. CRS Radio, Caviar Radio Show. And of course, this is Dr. Hart here on the mic with you this evening on a beautiful Tuesday. Hot evening. Hot. Mucho caliente. I'm burning up, burning up. So, you know, you got to turn that AC all the way up, 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 up. Hey, but it's a good evening. If you're here with us, it's a good evening. We are here. We're here to make you just get back the nostalgic moment and the music, the festival. Festival coming up on August 8th. And August 8th is also a very special date. Jamaica, you know, that is the Independence Day. Oh, no, I'm saying August 8th. August 6th. August 6th, that's our Independence Day. So having this concert on August 6th is absolutely, you know, really a celebration. and it's going to be in Hampton, Virginia. You know, we always get the Chesapeake Bay Reggae Fest every year, thousands and thousands of people from across all part of the country making a vacation date to come to this fest. Unfortunately, you know exactly what has been happening over the past year. Things are not as how they used to be. Probably will never be anymore. You know, I think total changing of the guard, so to speak. Having an opportunity to even do certain things differently, and this is what we're proposing to do, things a little bit different until it probably completely different. This is Sarah's Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it is the evening. We're going to be celebrating the music, celebrating life. A special reggae show, special reggae music festival in the 757 area code. And we're going to have none other than the superstar himself. I call him the Superstar Reggae Music Festival, Mr. KP, along with Lion Gates. They're going to be joining us to give us a little chat in the meantime, you know, getting ready for all of them. We're going to pitch some of the big time iconic music, the big iconic music of some of the big Jamaican stars. You know, Mr. Jackie Edwards is going to be coming up for you. This one is Carry On Henry, Mr. Jackie Edwards. And if you're a certain age, you will remember these songs. You'll definitely remember some of these songs.
Carry on. Henry, you're a bad, bad boy, going around and fooling all the girls. Henry, you have to change. The wrong that you do will always follow you. Margarita, crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Angelica, you live crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Sonia, you live crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Monica, you live crying. Henry, you're a bad, bad boy. Henry, you have to change. The wrong that you do will always follow you. Carry on, Henry. Henry, you are laughing now. Take my advice, look into your life. Now I say carry on, Henry, carry on. You'll meet fun, you'll match one day. Carry on, Henry, carry on. What goes up, comes down, I say. Carry on, Henry, carry on. You'll run there, you'll mask some other. Carry on, Henry, carry on. That's not the way to prove you're a man. Henry, you are laughing now. Take my advice and look into your life. Carry on. Carry on. Leave the girls alone. Henry. Margarita, you live crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Angelica, you live crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Sonia, you live crying, you're a bad, bad boy. Mommy,
Days kind of the music. Oh, Mr. Henry, carry on. Hey, good evening and welcome into the show. And if you're in the 757 error code, I want to say special good evening to you. Hampton, Virginia, I want to say a big love to you, man. I know that I am missing the show. I am missing the big festival. I'm most of all missing the food. The food for me especially now. Everything, the camaraderie, the vibration, the food. I mean, just about everything about Festival Chesapeake Bay Reggae Fest is just absolutely marvelous. We're going to be chatting to the big and old, the big man himself, Mr. KP Lyons Bridge. The big band that you have to be watching out for and supporting, that they're going to be coming up to chat with us is ready. We are going to expand a little bit later on some of the great people that are in the band, some of the folks that have played with some greats. They're going to be here talking with us too as well. The show is going to be Friday, August 6, 2020. Venue is 21 East Queensway, Hampton, Virginia. That's 26339. That's 26339 Queensway. So we're gonna pick it up for Music Festival Friday, August 6. Big time. If you are hungry for the music, if you're starved and thirsty for the music, wait no longer. August is just around the corner. August is just around the corner. And, of course, we're going to be coming to you a few more times before the show date is August 6th, right in the big Hampton, Virginia. That's what we're talking about, the big time Hampton, Virginia, August 6th. Let's take a little bit of garlic still here, kind of getting ready for these guys to pop in a minute. So full joy of the music. This big one here.
Since I was one, three people, my mother alone, with the responsibility in her hand. She said the heart to be sent us to school. She didn't want us to grow like fools. And now I've got to keep thanks for the good things she has done. Oh, mama, I love you too. And I know you love me too. Oh, mama, mama, won't make you blue. I wish that every mother was as sweet as you are. Now, cause I see
Yes, this is a pretty, pretty one song there. Garnet Silk himself, Mama. I can never stop get enough of that one. Sarah's Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it's Dr. Ev on the mic this evening. It is a hot, sticky Tuesday evening over here on the eastern side of the globe. And listen, folks, I think I'm hot here. I'm just coming from Oregon, Portland, Oregon. Oh, I had an assignment there, and oh, my heavens, I am not going to even pretty it up. I don't know if hell can be as hot as that. We had it went up to 115 degrees. Oh, gosh. You feel like your brain was frying, literally. Oil and oil spilling. It was, your eyeballs were just plucking out of your socket. And trust me, I was outside working. I wasn't in an air-conditioned office. So, oh boy, I can't even begin to tell you or explain to you what that kind of heat is. And if you're somewhere experiencing that kind of a heat, boy, you have to hydrate. I mean, constantly. And folks like to drink the ice cold thing because looking at ice cold bottle of whatever, hope it's not alcohol because that's going to be the worst thing for you, which it's your mind is telling you that this is you need to get cool logically, your mind logically. So your mind is telling you definitely drink something cold because you're hot and you need to be cooled down. But that's the worst thing you can do for yourself. And when I say drink something hot, like tea or soup, you're going to say, well, Dr. Ev, you know you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. Your body has, this is your body internally is going to cool down much quicker and stay cooler. When you have that hot thing your body's shocked into, you know, kind of chill you for a little bit. Sometimes you get a brain freeze and not very good for the body, especially when the body's hot. If you have to drink something cool, you better drink like room temperature water. Room temperature water would be much better for you, or some hot soup. And you're just pouring good sweat. You remember, your skin is the biggest organ of the body. That is your AC, and you have to put it to work. And putting it to work, that's what you're going to open up those pores, let all of those nice sweat come out. And if the sweats are coming out, you have to re-energize those by drinking liquid. And sometimes it doesn't have to be water. People, when you say you have to drink water, you really don't have to drink water. What you have to drink is liquid. And hopefully at this time when it's really hot, it's not alcoholic beverage because that is not going to help very much. But, of course, ice cold beer, oh, that looks delicious. And it kind of quenches your thirst. Your singing's kind of quenches your thirst even before it gets to your lips. So, guys, hydrate. Just sip. Don't gobble. Take your time and sip hydration. Just sip. A little bit constantly. Not a big gallon of water all the way down. It's the constant sipping that's going to help you. And, of course, you know, keep your heads covered. Those of you who use those sun-blocking thing, I guess. I personally never use them. Well, of course, the melanin in my skin. Well, those people who have melanin in their skin, they still get burned badly. But, you know, you kind of wear something that will protect your skin a little bit more than anything else. Hydrate. All right, that's it from the little tippy corner. And, of course, some great reggae music in the background. Like in Jamaica, you see the man them back off them shots and them have them like a short pants and the radio spin and, you know, they want to do them thing and the sweater come down. But all of that is in, you know, just part of the whole thing. Just absolutely beautiful. But it is going to be so much more beautiful. August 6th, special reggae music festival in the 757. We're hungry for this. We are hungry. We are starving for the music. We're starving to get together. We're starving to vibe together. And, of course, the man himself, the one and only, the king of reggae festival, the one and only, Mr. KP, definitely is going to drench us. He don't even have to drench us hard. You know, he don't even have to coax us. He just say, hey, we're going to have a show, and everybody's going to be just running rampant rage because this is a limited space, so you better probably get your running boots on to get some ticket and snap this up if you really want to get in the vibration. We are going to be chatting to KP in a minute. Lionsgate is going to be coming up. You know, the history of Lions Bridge. We're going to talk about the little history of them. They have also a big number one tune out there. Unfortunately, I did not get it up on my board in time. What a Feeling Dub, plus Part of Time, What a Feeling Dub. And you can find that on YouTube. Please support these guys because, I mean, they're the real deal. They are the real deal. So just go to your YouTube and just put in What a Feeling Dub plus Party Time. And that's on YouTube. And show them some love, you know, show them a little love. Let me go to the phone line now and bring in the man of the hour, none other than one of my favorite personally in the whole wide world, KP.
Dr. Ev, how you doing? Greetings, everyone. Greetings, CRS. How's everyone doing out there in the digital world?
Well, I think we're hot. We're hot. We are hot. We are hell hot.
Yep, it's hot everywhere, but hot is the battle, the sweeter the victory. Don't forget that. So we get through this.
Oh!
We got through all the other things, you know, that's been going on the last several years. We'll come out stronger. So big ups to everyone, you know, going through the heat and, you know, working and doing your thing. Keep pushing.
Oh, yeah, man. That vibration is energizing there. I love that. Sometimes we have to be reminded of those things that, hey, you know, the thing called life or the vibration called life is not no easy heavenly thing. It's life and it's living and it's full of a lot of things to overcome. But as you say, once you overcome, you know, that's the sweet. You reap the sweetness of it. So talk to me, the people that want to know. We want to know. We miss the festival. We're hungry. We're starving. We're parching for some great vibration and some music in the 757. What's on with the music? You know, I mean, how are things going? And tell me about August 6th.
Well, August 6th is Lionsbridge, which is a band of, like, friends and family. Actually, my son actually started this band, like, 2 years ago when he was, like, 18 years old. Just by being around, like, you know, all the great reggae musicians, like, over the years, going to festivals and just, you know, being around the Chesapeake Bay Reggae Fest, being around the great local artists, Jamaican artists, everybody just kind of, you know, he kind of sucked it in and it became a part of him, I guess. So he started this band. We got a 10-piece band. You got a horn section. We also got like a dub engineer. Like he used some of the same effects like Lee Perry. I got some of similar equipment that Lee Perry used in the 70s and like Studio One. You know, we try and bring back the vintage sound as best as we can. You know, because we learn from the greats. So we're just trying to do the best we can to like reproduce it and you know, like just get it out there, and because you know, it's sometimes it can be a lost art, you know. It's just, you know, it's like trying to bring it back, you know.
Let me just stick a pin there right away. Let me get into your archives or your museum, physically and in your head. When we talk about reggae music, you're one of the most collectible. You have a little museum set aside for reggae music and the appreciation for reggae music. So when this all thing kind of put together, I'm sure you can be able to open up an authentic reggae music museum. And I mean, I so much appreciate that. Talk to me a little bit. How did you get into reggae music? And not only get into reggae music, but the passion you have for this music. Some of the musicians that you favor to come in the festival are these musicians where maybe a lot of these young people would never know of these patriarchs and these matriarchs of the music, but you're able to dig them out and bring them to these festivals. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, like, you know, I started collecting the music because it was like medicine, you know, like, and you're in, like, discovering a new artist or a new song, even though it was old, but you probably never heard it, or most people, because, you know, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, it wasn't as much, you know, like, you couldn't get on the internet here like you can. So the music's so powerful back then, you know, so, like, every time I found a new song, it was almost like taking medicine, like healing medicine. So, like, that's why I just kept searching and, like, finding new people and, like, trying to kind of be, like, a, you know, like an archaeologist, you know, of reggae, roots reggae
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the music from that era, the 70s era, like, I mean, it was, to my opinion, no disrespect to artists today, but there was, you know, it was more of a togetherness, like, the bands, like, you know, these guys lived together, slept together, eat together. So the music, in my opinion, and no disrespect to anybody today, it's just, it was a little bit tighter just because the togetherness in the band, you know, like, that's what they did every day. So, like, you know, it wasn't
mm-hmm.
today, you got the tough things going on in the world. Everybody has a job, kid. It's a tough world out there. So it's not as easy for people to get together and, like, you know, put music the way they did back in the day, you know, in my opinion. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just
and
some beautiful
so
music.
Thinking...
You know, you can't go, you know. But...
Absolutely. So what I'm hearing from you, what as a young man growing up, this music kind of speak to you? How did it talk to you?
Well, I mean, it talked with, you know, it was a story. It talked with integrity too. You know, it's a lot of truth and rights, integrity, just simple life. You know, like mommy and daddy, respect your parents. Like, you know, a lot of stuff like that. I mean, there's rude boy music too, but that's reality of like just living. You're gonna have to deal with that type of stuff. It's just, you know, just your life. We got the rude boys out here today, but it's just the storytelling, like the culture, you know, like the cooking, the, you know, the herbs, every little thing, you know, in the music. So it's not just like just a love. I mean, it is a love story, but it's just so much more. It's just there's songs about everything. You know what I mean? It's like riding your bicycle down the road or something. You know, it's just everyday life. And I mean, I guess I don't know. Maybe there's a past life. I mean, I'm not Jamaican, obviously, but maybe I was in a previous life. I don't. Maybe I didn't know it. You know what I mean?
Are you denying who you are, Casey? You are Jamaican.
Well, I am who I am, so I'm not going to try and be anybody else. But also respect, you know, I respect the culture that much, and you know, so I gotta like be honest. But hey, I just like I heard Selassie turned down the first couple of rosters that came to the. To Ethiopia.
Yes.
I mean, so if I get turned down, I'll keep going. I can't stop.
Keep going on,
Jim. Who I am. If I'm not accepted, it's okay. I won't go astray. Trust me.
I really love that. Hey, guys, so if you are in the 757, this is the man himself. When you're talking about the authentic reggae music, I mean, this is why the festival is so successful. The because you have a taste of everything. Not only you have a taste of everything, you have a taste of the history. And what is more fulfilling than the history? And you understand the history and the dynamics of the culture, then you'll be able to really taste and feel it through the words, through the vibration. And that's what KP brings to the Reggae Fest when we get there every year. So I know that those of you who haven't been there for a while because of the circumstances, you are just burning up, chewed up, chawed up, just ready to be refreshed. And August 8th is my excitement. August 6th, yeah. Man. We are going to be up for a big treat. August 6th, the location is 21 East Queensway, Hampton, Virginia, and that is the 26339 in the 757. Yeah. And gosh, people can't wait. Tell us a little bit about this venue and tell us how, you know, what we can expect.
Well, Dr. Ev, it's like walking distance from the fest. Now, I call these, we've done, this will be our fourth one. I've called it Roots on the Corner because, like, there's a place on the corner of Queensway, which is right near the fest. It's a deck. It's a restaurant bar. I mean, it's been a, you know, it's a smaller, like, probably, you know, 200 people, 100 people, but it's outside. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, during the COVID, we, you know, you had to do things differently. And, like, and I mean, it's just got back to, like, where it all started. You know, you get a small venues and, you know, you see an awesome show, like, up and close. You know, just it's hard to compete with those shows that you went to. Like, I know everybody's been to them, like, in the smallest place. You got the guy right in your face, like, putting on the best show of his life. You know, sometimes it ain't always about the big stages and lights and all that. It's just the vibe, you know, like, and just the people and just the atmosphere. So that can make the whole world different. So, like, we kind of created this. It's a small thing, but people enjoy it, and we're just out. We got a really good sound system out there, like a powerful sound system. I really worked hard on building a system in the last year. So, like, when you come out there, you really feel it in your bones, you know, like, so, like, that's what it's about, too. You want a good system so you're not just here, you feel it. So people unconsciously sometimes don't even know what they're getting when you get that powerful sound. It's just like they walk away like, holy crap, that was the best show I've ever been to, and not even know why because, you know, just things are tight. But, yeah, it's in downtown Hampton, right on the water. Everybody's welcome. It's our last episode. Two bands playing, Lions Bridge, 10-piece band. We play a lot of Jamaican cover. Like, we do our own music, but we do, like, songs, like, from Human Dell, just songs that normally don't get played, like, by most bands. Like, you go see reggae bands in the States or probably even Jamaica. They'll play, like, Night Nurse or some. We kind of play stuff from, like, 45 records and stuff like that. That probably your grandma probably only knows or something, you know what I mean? But anyways, we got the band called Session Rockers. They just got back together after 7 years to do this show, so they're a nice 10-piece band as well. They got horns, all that, but powerful sound. Can't go wrong. It'll be a great time. Yeah, can't go wrong with it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you get a session together, it's never anything going wrong. It's about vibration and what you leave after, what you leave with that you don't even know that you have gained after you left the show. We're talking about some of the great shows that you have put together, pulled people together, and really made great friendships throughout the years. And we can thank you in the reggae community. And as a lover of music, we can't really honor you enough for, I mean, really getting the show. When the Chesapeake Reggae Fest started out, as you say, just a couple of friends really just listening to music somewhere on the beach, and hence it just grew into this magnificent festival that folks were scheduling their vacation around this festival. So to kind of go back full circle in a different kind of a way, it's really interesting here. In terms of the space, you just mentioned that it's about 200 or thereabouts. I mean, what if you have the thousands of people that normally comes to the festival? How would you accommodate them?
Well, I mean, it is on the street. There's a lot of places that you can go hang out. They could have 1,000 people out there, but you would probably have to kind of hear the show. You probably wouldn't see it, you know. But, you know, we're just trying to keep it simple, you know, like, you know, it's just, you know, the festivals are awesome. We love it, but it is a lot of work, a lot of sweat and tears. So it's been kind of nice to have a little break, just kind of like keep it simple, go back to the roots of like where it all like started, kind of like
mm-hmm.
keep it simple. And, you know, but yeah, people come out. Yeah, they're more welcome to come out, the more the merrier. So they'll enjoy it. Everybody, I mean, these shows are really energetic. I mean, you'd be surprised. It's like the full force for the whole time, you know, like. It's about the Roots show. I've never seen Roots shows like this where people are just, like, going crazy, you know, like, for, like, an hour or two. Like, usually it's kind of mellow, but people are really, really into it pretty hard. I mean, so, I'm definitely enjoying it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, with this show, give us a rundown. What time will it start? Where can we get tickets? I'm going to have to ask you this. Are we going to be having any food vendors outside to get some nice food?
Yeah, there's food everywhere. It's like restaurants. There's decent food. It's definitely not Caribbean food or like any type of island food, but not authentic, I would say. I've probably got something. They try to throw that little barbecue sauce and call it that, but you know it's not that. But, So, yeah, there'll be food out there. There's a lot of seafood, so you can't go wrong with the fish and all that type of seafood to get out there. Cause Chesapeake Bay is right there, obviously. But no food trucks, but, like, it's a free show. Like, you know, we don't charge anything. It's open to the public. Starts at 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock. It goes to 1 a.m. Two bands. You usually got a selector selecting some music in between. So, like I said, this is our fourth one. Everyone's been very nice. Been real happy. Had a great time, amazing time, everybody. So, like, yeah, come on out. It's downtown Hampton, August 6th. And we also donated proceeds, pretty much all of it, unless I got to pay somebody $20 or something for gas, which could happen, is why I put, you know, part of the proceeds, but want to donate it to the Crescent Primary School and, you know, like, St. Catherine's, yeah, Spanish Town, right? Am I right?
Yes,
Spanish
correct.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely, hopefully I'll help them with their desk projects or whatever they got going on. Like, I'll let you handle that. So, like, when we're done with that, we'll get that over to them and hopefully help a couple kids with a nice desk.
Wow. I'm telling you, KP, you talking about the donation to Crescent, and literally I'm having goosebumps in my eyeballs. You know what that means? I'm tearing up literally, because it is an honor that you called me and say, hey, Ev, we're going to be putting on a show and we would like to donate to Crescent School because I see you have a project here doing. And I mean, that is, my honoring you and the authenticness and the music, because the part of the music and part of understand the culture and part of understanding other things within the culture is the part of you making this contribution. And whatever it is, those children at Crescent Primary School is going to be learning a lot about you. I know probably, I'm hoping, and I possibly know that it'll happen. You may get an opportunity to go to Jamaica and meet with some of these kids. And you're going to be just so awesomely overwhelmed with the spirit of the kids. They might be in, you know, in here, I talk often about the yellow bus. There's a yellow bus that comes and pick up students at their home and drop them off. All of the care and all of the cars will stop and make sure that they get out of the way before they move. The rules and regulation, folks, in Jamaica, for the young child, for schools everywhere, there's no yellow bus. There's nobody stopping to make sure with the kids getting off of the yellow bus. There's no yellow bus picking you up at home. If you're a kid and you got to go to school, it's either walking distance or your parents have to find a cab fare or a bus fare for you to go to school. There is no free yellow bus. None. So just saying that, especially coming out of COVID, it kind of warms my heart differently, KP, when you make this presentation, and this is going to be overwhelming for me, and I know it's going to be overwhelming for those kids. We have looked at some of the deaths. You talk about the death project. We talk about one child, one death. Here at Crescent, three children sit in one little 3-foot desk, or there are three children. The desk has no back like the chairs that you have that have a supporting back. You have to sit your back straight for the many hours that you are in school. And three of you have to be sitting on one desk. The condition of these desks are just so deplorable, because you're talking about desks that are 30 years and possibly over. These are old wooden desks. And with termites and moisture and heat, you know, there's deterioration after those times. So you can be sitting at a desk and it's rotted out, and you as a child sitting there, you're just picking out the rotted desk. And for you to be not able to meet this kid, not yet, and be able to reach to the distance from Chesapeake to Crescent Primary School in Spanish Town, it warms my heart. It fills my heart with happiness, more so what these kids are going to be doing, delighted when they're able to get a desk, especially if they can get a desk on their own. So what you're doing through the music and all of the fans that are going to be at the show, because their contribution in part would be a part of the whole pot, this is going to be epic, epic promotion. And we're going to be capturing this as much as we possibly can to show you how your generosity is going to be inspiring lives and changing lives. That's what we do. That's what sometimes reggae music do to you and the folks that love reggae music. I think we're a different kind of a people. And I want to thank you on behalf of the students who will get these desks. If one desk or two desks, it is going to be a momentous occasion. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's the least we could do. You know, like I said, it's, I was just sitting around thinking, you know, like, it's Jamaican Independence Day, the day we play as well. I just wanted to try and give back a little bit, because the music, you know, has given so much to me. It made me a man, pretty much. I guess I got to be honest. Like, it made me who I am. Like, it gave me a lot of, like, morals. And, you know, I really, when I listen to that music, I believe it, you know. So, like, I don't know. I guess, you know, like, I just felt like I, you know, could do something. I mean, it's not a lot. I know it helps, but. You know, like, at least we could do as a band, we're out here playing the music as well. Like, so we don't take things for granted, or, like, you know, like, we want to try and do something, you know, just to, you know, just pay respects. And, you know, when I contacted you, I was like, what can we do? You know, like, we want to donate the show to somebody or something or entity to help out. And you told us about Crescent, so I was like, it's awesome. Yeah, let's do it. So, like, thank you. And, you know, I look forward to, yeah, maybe seeing the impact. That would be great, definitely. But hopefully in the future too, you know, if we get this festival going back again, we can, you know, do more things like we've done in the past. We've done a few things in the past, but maybe we can do bigger things. Yeah, you get older, you're a little wiser, so I want to do the most I can. So thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. Appreciate the kind words.
Well, we appreciate you. My palms together in the prior position. Thanking you and just honoring you, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, this is KP. This is the man. This is the man who, for a lot of you folks who are listening in, the younger folks in particular, who probably never heard the vibration of reggae music. This is a man who has brought reggae music into the 757 in a way that has just really superseded all of the reggae shows, that the dignity, the roots of the reggae, and that's what we're talking about. A lot of times when we can see the flair of the young people and what they do, but without the roots of the music, the roots of anything, they can't be those young flares or the other chapter. So I am so appreciative of the honor you do to the roots of the legendary people, those people who makes the situation that you have, the breakthrough artists, who they sit on their shoulder. Oftentimes we tend to forget them, and you deliberately seek these folks out and give them their shine and let them know that, hey, you haven't been forgotten. You know, you may not got a chance to go through a lot of what, you know, they should have been gotten, but you have given so many artists. And for you giving so many artists, we are enriched by that. So, again, I cannot thank you enough for that. And what you have done. And coming to all of these reggae festivals, and I don't think people understand. I think people do understand, but let me take that back. How powerful, you see people gathering for festival. It is a powerful, rooted culture, not only experiencing different culture, but experiencing us. We take our children there into the reggae festival quite a few years back to back. I've seen young children starting out at certain years. Well, even your son, he's been starting out, yeah. Yay, why? And 4 or 5 years down the line, this is a big young man who not only, hey, yay, why, he has a band. So you see these kids start to growing together. Start formulating, understanding other culture, understanding their peer, understanding their community. So when we do festivals, I think it's not a matter of only enjoyment and, for me, the food, but it is what you take away that you possibly don't know you take away. The extension of our lives into each other's lives, the camaraderie that we look forward every single year to share with each other and to talk about our experience. This is what you have to do. This is what you have to bring forward. And this is the kind of culture you have to expand and bring us to that area where we can understand it as well and full joy. So, again, thank you, KB. Thank you.
Yeah, so, no problem. Yeah, like, the music was like medicine to me. Like, I keep saying, like, you know, I discovered it. Like, so I had to, like, when I started the festival, like, you know, we did it for free for 4 years. I figured, like, people would need it. They need this type. They need this music. Like, you know, like, they need this culture. They need this unity. They need all the stuff that the music brings. So, like, I felt like it was a duty and, like, almost like, you know, something I should do, you know, like, to spread it. So, like, that's why I started it, you know, 4 years. I got people in that probably never listened to a reggae song ever, but when they came in, they saw the power of it. So they keep coming back, you know, like, you know, most of the people at the festivals were, like, probably not listening to reggae too much before they came. They just loved it. But, like, you know, like, it got big, and, like, you know, some of the city and, you know, the government stuff got kind of behind it, you know, the police and all that stuff, and, you know, police bills, and everybody started charging. It got hard. So, like, you know, to keep it going, people don't realize, like, you know, some people don't get it, you know, like, it's not about money or not. It's about changing people's lives for the better. Like, these kids, and, like, they're around the right things when they're young, and, like, one little show could, like, change their life, you know, like, for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
On the right path.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I feel like it was a duty of mine. And, you know, I've been blessed, but I went to festivals across the world, a few of them. So I was like, I mean, that's something I could do. So for this area I live in, which was, you know, it's in Virginia. And, you know, it's kind of an old school state as well. So, like, they kind of needed it more than anybody probably. So, like, you know, it went over well. And, like, you know, it was a blessing for everybody. And, you know, I enjoyed it. And I'm glad I could pull it off.
Yes, well, you did a fantastic job. This is Sarah Strader, Caribbean Radio Show, and you're listening to the King of Fest. Not only the king, the man who pulls out every possible string to bring the real history, the authentic history, the roots of reggae music into a place that possibly, I can say, he set the highway. There were little tiny tracks, but this person, KP, kind of make some highways, some pristine highways too, that, you know, lead to a whole lot of other different things. So we want a big up KP. August 6th, August
6th, Jamaican Independence Day.
You
can't
forget
that.
Jamaican Independence, of course. 6th of August. That's what we're talking about in the 757. 21 East. Queensway, Hampton, Virginia, 26339. That's 21 East Queensway, Hampton, Virginia, is 26339. And it's just roots on the corner. Boy, I tell you. So bring out your best attitude and come early because the street going packed. And you're going to be on the beach, too, and all of that in August. That's going to be refreshing to be close to the water and stuff like that. Talk to me a little bit about the band, because I know you were part of the creation of this band. Give me a little details of some of the members of the band.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's 10 people in the band, one dub engineer, which is a former musician from, he played with, like, Gold from Don Carlos, and, you know, he got interviewed by Burning Spear. He's a good musician. His name Biggs. He's actually a singer at Session Rockers, which the other band is playing that night, but he's a dub engineer. And then we got Joe, Strong Joe Corbin, which is a drummer. He played in the first reggae band in Virginia called AAE, which is Awareness Arts Symbol, that started maybe the 80s. So we got some elders in the band, like this gentleman. Then we got my son. He's a singer. He's actually a keyboardist as well. I sent you a song where it was the first show. He played keyboards and sang until we got our new keyboardist. But he's a singer. He grew up, you know, like around me, Jamaican dad, playing, you know, roots records all day. so I played all day, every day, 24/7. So he was singing his songs as he was a kid. Then we got his cousin Cameron, and he's a guitarist. He's a big fisherman. I wish you guys could see all the pictures, like, on the Facebook of, he goes fishing like two or three times a week, catches big cobia and drum, mackerel, you name it, huge fish. Guitarist, we got a nice horn section.
You want me to come to the Hampton to go get? I say, you're talking for me to come to Hampton and get some fish, man.
Yeah, I had to mail you something. I had to flash freezer and something. It's awesome. You wouldn't believe it. These things are huge. They could feed, like, five families. But, also we got three-piece horn section. And we got two saxophonists, Mark Coleman, and then we got Fuzzy Malone. These guys just graduated like high school too. You wouldn't believe how like talented they are too. Like all, like three or four of them did. So like, then we got Camilla Jetter. She's a trombonist. She's about 22 years old. Then we got Isaac Crane on bass. We needed a bass real bad. He was a trumpet player in the band, so he switched and learned the bass like overnight. So like, it's pretty incredible how quick he picked it up. Then we also have Jeremy Sanchez. He's actually part of the festival. He's actually a stage man. I don't know if you remember him, but he's the Puerto Rican guy with the ponytail. Do you know him, Doc?
Yes.
He's a percussionist in the band, yeah. He does all the nice little sound effects and stuff like that. Then we also got so many of them. I can't even keep up with them. We got Mike Harvey, another. He's a nice keyboardist from a couple different bands. Like, he played in like kind of like some rock bands, so it adds a little different element to the sound. I think I've covered everybody. Who else? I think that's it, yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's a big band, got a full sound. Say what?
Fuzzy Malone, did you take?
Fuzzy Malone. He's a saxophonist. Uh-huh. He's just graduated high school. He jumps up on the speaker every show and, like, does like, a couple solos. Uh-huh. Like, people go crazy. He's awesome. Yeah, these guys, you wouldn't believe how, like, talented these guys are. Like, all of them, like, they worked hard. Like, during the whole COVID, I created, like, a studio for them. We came over and, like, just rehearsed and, like, hung out as a family, like I said. And, like, yeah, of course, like, me and Biggs and, you know, guys like that were kind of overseers. Kind of like, okay, we know what it's supposed to sound like, you know, so like we kind of got on them a little bit, but you know, those guys are like natural musicians, like they all went to school for it, and so it wasn't hard for them. But I did send you one song from a show. It was a couple of different band members, and that was almost like that was our practice show, so it still sounds good. Mm-hmm. Like, but we've developed like a whole new sound in the last probably 4 months. But you know, I need to maybe next like show I'll send you some over. But you know, I just basically wanted to tell everybody about the band and just talk to you because it's been a long time since we talked, and just kind of crank things back up and get the good vibes back on the air.
Yes, definitely. And so, folks, before August 6th, we're going to be dropping a couple of more of the show, a couple of more shows to kind of get you reminded and get your vibes up again. So, you know, you have to rev up the engine one more time. I know it's not too rusty, and we remember every step once we get back into this thing. Every step comes back naturally. So it is CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and the King of Festival, Mr. KP, is here just talking about what is going to be the last in the series. Is that the last in the series of these corner reggae fest? So this is only August. So what about the rest of the year?
Well, yeah, Roots on the Corner will wrap up August 6th. But, like, I mean, I think we might do one more show in October, but, like, I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. So, like, you know, they'll definitely – we're actually playing – our band's playing with Julian Marley on the One Love Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina on September 18th. It's like Augustus Pablo's – Adissa Pablo's son. I mean, Augustus Pablo, Adissa Pablo, his son, playing with him and a couple other guys. So we got invited to go do that. So we're definitely on the move a little bit. We got some other shows around here in Virginia, and, you know, but yeah, as far as the Roots on the Corner, definitely that's the last one, August 6th, something close to home. Well, it's got a, you know, it's got the hometown vibe. So like some, you know, some people don't know us yet. So we're definitely excited about going to Raleigh.
Okay. I see what you say. Definitely, KP, this is a marvelous thing. I know the students at Crescent School are going to be honoring your efforts. Never been to the school. I mean, I'm going to dub you an honorary Crescenter. I call them Crescenter. So you are going to be a perfect honorary Crescenter, just like you're a Jamaican. And I know you want to go to Jamaica, and probably that would be your first get together in Jamaica. I'm going to make that happen.
That would be great. I'd like to take Eric Donaldson down there. I know he's from the town. Excuse me. I know he's from that area. So maybe me and him could go by there.
Yes, he's not too far from that at all. But I know these children are going to be awesome. So you guys down there are going to be coming to this festival. We're depending on you. We hope that you'll come out in your full force and support these wonderful kids. And when you see the shine in their eyes and the big old smile, your heart is going to be just so sucked in. I'm telling you, when you see these kids in their uniform and their smiles, you wouldn't even understand that, hey, probably they have financial problems or, you know, that kind of a stuff. So, folks, Hampton, Virginia, August 8th, very special for Jamaica, their independence, our independence, and, of course, the King of Festival, Mr. after none other than the King himself. KP is going to be down there. This is going to be the final round or bout in the corner, Roots Corner. Hopefully that some of the thing will emerge from this. I, as a matter of fact, I have the principal from Jamaica listening in KP. I think maybe he should call in online if he could. But, you know, he just called me and I can't connect him from WhatsApp. But he's listening in and he's absolutely very grateful and excited too for all of the efforts of, you know, we strangers, so to speak, strangers like yourself, which you're no stranger. You'll be able to impact a lot of folks, young people, grateful young people, deserving young people at Crescent Primary. And I just can't wait for you to meet these young babies, these young geniuses. Well, I, one of the things that I always wanted to be was smart. And I, when I was in school, I had to work hard. I wasn't a smart person, but I had to work hard, and I sweated for what I have. But these kids, they are so smart. They are doing 21, getting 21, what's it, GC? Not GC. What I was going to school was GC. A-levels, if somebody was doing 4 A-levels, they were geniuses. These kids in the Caribbean prep exam or those exams, no, I'm not too familiar with most of them, they're getting 20 subjects and 21 subjects. There was a young girl who had 29 subjects, and she taught herself 5 of those subjects. So I'm saying, oh, my gosh, if I was going to school now, I couldn't even compete. This is how smart these kids are. So can you imagine if these kids had some resources, if they had a little computer, if they, you know that somebody else cared about them, you know, how much they would better do. And I say all of this to say to my young, even those students who are from Jamaican parentage, and they sometimes throw things away. They sometimes don't appreciate how good they have it. Is for them to understand and get an opportunity to see how other students in other parts of the world don't have the big yellow bus to pick them up, don't have the computer rooms, don't have the beautiful desk to sit around. They just have to make do. And in spite of their struggle, they still are able to do their very best. So can you imagine with your help how much more that they're going to be able to do? So, folks, August 6th, we're going to be down in Hampton, Virginia, and, of course, 21 E Queensway, Hampton, Virginia. It is 26339. And tell us about a little more about the venue and how they can get in and how the show is going to be and the times and all of that.
Yeah, well, it's down on Queensway, 21 East Queensway. There's a bunch of little places down there. This is a restaurant. It's got a pretty nice sized deck in the street in the corner. Like, you can hang out in the street or you can come in as well. But, yeah, it's free to get in. Just come in there and jam out. There's some music. Enjoy yourself. Get some seafood. Just go for a walk. It's on the waterfront in Hampton, Virginia. So go for a romantic walk if you like, if you had a date or whatever. Just go chat with a friend right there on the ocean. It's on the Chesapeake Bay, pardon me, but the ocean's right there. It's maybe a mile off the shore, but it is the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. It's a nice historic area in Hampton, Virginia.
Wow. Nice. So, folks, you got it there. You got all of those, not as much as the festival and that kind of camaraderie. As a matter of fact, KP, I'm going to be introducing you to a 40-acre land, pristine land. It's not in Virginia, but maybe we could take a vacation day or two to this beautiful place that we could have a real big two-day reggae fest. This place is just so beautiful. Is in Havana, just a little bit out of Tallahassee, Florida. 42 acres of pristine land. Just, it has a spring. It has everything you would want to camp out for a couple of days. It has about 3 stages. So, oh my God, if you get an opportunity to be,
You said it's in Atlanta?
No, no, no. It's in Tallahassee, Havana.
Oh, okay.
Havana. Yes, it is in Tallahassee.
A couple hours. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Well, more than a couple of hours. So, I mean, for folks who are listening who want to have a vacation day, you could have camping situation on that kind of a thing. Oh, I think I see 876 line. Let's go and make a phone, take a phone call. 876, good evening and welcome into the show. How are you today?
Okay, good evening, Dr. Chad. Mr. Francis. Just listening.
Hi, Principal Francis. KP, that is the principal there calling in from Jamaica. I told you he was listening in a bit there. Talk to us, Principal Francis. This is an inductee here we have. KP.
Okay.
When we talk about reggae music, when we talk about a passion from Jamaica, he was the one who initiated, say, hey, Ev, we want to do a concert and we want the proceeds to go to Crescent School. And of course, with my overall joy and excitement, there is loose pimples on my eyeballs. and I know, you know, the end of this, and I'm going to try my best to encourage him eventually to come and be at the school. So talk to us, you know, if you can, a little bit about what's going on at Crescent, some of the challenges.
Okay, like I expressed before, the school, as you know, has been in existence from 1938, and so it has basically produced a number of Jamaica's stalwarts over the years. And because the building has been in existence for such a long time, it is in need of some upgrading, which we have started. And especially that there's a main building that I've started probably about 10, 15 years ago and is yet to be completed, which I indicated to you earlier in one of the shows that we want to basically give that building or name that building the Crescent Alumni Building, you know, so that persons who, past students who want to come and visit us will be able to, you know, be entertained there. They can, if they want to come and have seminars, if they want to come and have shows, then that's their room that they that will be made available for them. In addition, which we are upgrading the administrative block, which we have started, and also the classroom. One of the biggest challenges, as we would have discussed, is with the decks situation that we have here. So those decks, or those benches, I should say, they have been in existence for a long time, long, long time ago, and some of them are really dilapidated and, you know, want to really change that out, those decks out into single chairs, single decks and chairs, because most of them are double seaters. And especially with the COVID-19 situation and the government planning on reopening school face-to-face for September, I don't know what will happen now, knowing that the cases are on the rise, but we have to make plans to bring back our students into school. So we want to for them to be in a comfortable environment, environment that is conducive to learning. In addition, we have some really needy children, you know, some of them are really in desperate need that we want to assist and therefore that's the where we've come about the one child, I mean, adopt a child initiative. We are beckoning to persons who can really assist with some of these children, getting them out of school, because we realize that some of our kids are missing, and when we actually investigate, some of them are even on the street selling, trying to make a living for themselves. And so we want to put our foot forward and see how best we can accommodate or even help some of these students to have a brighter future. So that's where it is thus far. And at Crescent, we try to develop the entire being of the child. We believe in the holistic development of each child. And as such, we try to provide a curriculum which is basically comparable to none. One of our plans right now, we're trying to source some teaching aids, and especially manipulatives for maths and science, because I realize that a number of our students are weak in those areas. So we're trying to basically get some manipulatives like building blocks for mathematics and some solids, maths-related stuff. As well as we're looking at science models, for example, 3D models of the skeleton, the ear, the eye, the nose, because those are some areas that they are focusing on in their studies. So whatever manipulatives we can get for these children to interact with so that learning become more meaningful to them. So these are some stuff that we are actually doing right now, trying to put together, you know.
Mm-hmm. I had mentioned earlier on, I'm not sure if you heard, I mentioned the yellow bus in the United States. We have yellow
uh-huh.
bus come and pick up our kids and drop them off too. But
right,
talk
right,
to
uh-huh.
us about transportation in Jamaica and how that may have some impact on students coming to school, especially those from large families. How do they get to school?
Okay, the majority of for those students who live nearby, they would actually walk to school. But, however, those students who are coming from a little distance, they take the taxi. And the taxi service, for me personally, it's not the best, you know, because you're talking about sometimes they have these kids packed like sardine, I would say, in one taxi, you know, and it's sort of inconvenient.
Like how much freak this out, Mr. Francis, in a one taxi?
I'm telling you, sometimes they're even seated in each other locks. And especially in COVID-19, this is not a time for it, you know. So the transportation, we have a lot of taxis on the road, but it's just that in order for you to be transported by these taxis, then you have to pay for the service. Where we are located, we have small buses that run, not the major JUTC buses, because we have large buses that run to and fro. But where Crescent is located, we don't have enough JUTC buses running in that direction. So the majority of the students have to take taxis, which is a little more expensive than taking the government, the public transportation. You know, so that's a challenge for them as well.
So what you're saying to me, if I have five children coming to school, I have to find mm-hmm. five bus fares to send them five children, or else they won't be able to go?
Yes, exactly. You have to take care of your children. And that's the reality in Jamaica. We are not as fortunate as in the United States, where the government basically facilitates them. You know, we are not as fortunate. And even if they take the public transportation, they have to pay a fee as well for it. So that's where it is. Now, one of our future plans really is to see if we can get a bus, a school bus, and especially where as it comes pertaining to like going out on school events, such as sometimes we go to the school challenge quiz or sporting arena for primary champs, things like that, and even to transport some of our needy kids too. So that is something that I'm looking forward to in the future. We cannot do it all at once, so we are just taking it in stride.
Wow. That, you know, you stick something in my brain there, Mr. Francis. So, you know, it has to come up in the back burner somewhere. So, you know, that was that's gonna be a challenge for us too as well. Because at some point in time, you know, if we get enough support, probably we'll be able to hopefully get you guys a bus. You know, I'm thinking big and I'm dreaming big.
That's good. Well, we are on the same page because I have really big plans for Crescent Primary School, you know, and so far it has been going good with the that we have. Like I told you, Mr. Maxwell would have visited the school today as well, and, you know, he's so enthusiastic about helping in whatever way he can. He's a builder. He's a part of most trade, so he said he's going to volunteer as well, so assist as much as he possibly
can.
I have been
communicating with him a little bit online as well. So, you know, we're glad for everybody who are able to impact something. KP, do you have anything to meet with, say to Mr. Francis? Okay, you're going to go to Jamaica and meet him personal soon, you know.
It's good to hear your voice, Principal Francis, and thank you for explaining all that. We're happy to try and help you out as much as we can, and definitely look forward to like a successful event on August 6th, so we can get you guys a little head start on the September, I guess when school starts.
Right. The help is always appreciated. Always appreciated, you know. Like
wow.
I said, you're all welcome to visit the school. So camp if you want to camp. It's a large campus, you know, and it takes a lot of. Yes, it's a large campus, a huge campus.
I looked at the pictures. Yeah, it looks pretty nice. Yeah, pretty nice campus. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. It is. So we are trying to do our best to see if we can upgrade it and maintain that, you know. Maintain it as well
for
as
sure.
Can.
Well, I salute you for all your hard work.
Yes, in a short time, I think the vibration of all of those great teachers that really build that school, I think it's being transferred or being vibrated to you. I'm almost sure of your enthusiasm and the creative things that you're thinking about and the enthusiasm as a former student who walked those, whose footprints are on those grounds, or my butt print is also in those benches. You know, it's an honor to hear you talk about that school that made me who I am. Who I am today is because I stepped foot on that ground. Who I am today, who I am as a human being, who I am as a survivor, that school gave me all of the opportunity. My mom's soul at the school, I got the opportunity to eat food because my mom was able to sell out the food so she could take care of us. So this means something more than the ordinary passion for me.
If you were at the graduation ceremony, I was saying that if you were at the graduation ceremony, I also mentioned that when the awards were actually were giving out the awards, just for the parents to understand that, you know, we have people who care, persons who have passed through the institution who have basically were like in their footsteps and they have excelled. And just to use it as a motivation to the students as well. It doesn't matter what happened in life. You, once you have that willpower and once you have that driving force, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve in life. You know, so I draw back from what you told.
I love that. I love that a lot. I really love that a lot. And tomorrow, folks, we were able to give at least 11 scholarships. As a matter of fact, I'm working on 2 more scholarships here as we speak, 2 or 3 more. So we're having, right now we have HB, in Jamaica, who, along with Principal Francis, is going to gather those students and present them with their little scholarship just to start off. And let me tell you guys about scholarships and offering to give. We're not talking about, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. Of course, if there are folks out there who have all of that, come on, I'll embrace you personally for us to get that. But we're talking about whatever you have. Every little small penny makes a difference. And this is what we're talking about. If all of us together put in that penny, it will become a dollar. And several dollars really can do a lot of good things in Jamaica. So don't feel like you have to wait till you have $100, $10, $5, $1, $2, $3, any amount goes a far way in Jamaica. So when we're doing scholarship, we're just making sure, I know persons are having it hard and difficult here, but just about anything that you find that you have, they'll appreciate. Those kids would appreciate it because they really need of the help. So just to make you know, guys, hey, this is CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. It's Dr. Eva on the mic this evening, and my wonderful, wonderful, passionate friend KP, the man, the king of festival. Hampton, Virginia, the warmth and the goodness of the music and the vibration he has brought into that neighborhood. And thankfully, he reached out to us and Crescent. Never been to Crescent, but of course, he's going to be inducted out there sometime soon. Trying to reach forward and help those kids, those children in Crescent, and for that my heart is just overwhelmed. So guys, you're going to come out and enjoy a beautiful evening. August 6th, this is the Independence of Jamaica, making it very relevant, and you can come down to 21E Queensway, Hampton, Virginia. You know, when KP make a festival, it is the best of the best of the best. It is Friday night, August 6th, 2020. The venue is 21E Queensway, Hampton, Virginia. And tell you something, it is free. And we have two massive bands is going to be vibrating the place for you. You have a whole lot of street surface in order for you to listen and full joy the music and just kind of a, of course, you have to do your distancing and be cautious and all of that good thing. But hey, you guys know how to do that, and you guys know how to do the music. This is the last of the Roots on the Corner music. Something else may pop up, and KP, talk about what may pop up after August 6th.
Well, there's going to definitely be more shows for the band, but that was like a nice little series we had down there just kind of right when the COVID restrictions started easing up a little bit here. Mm-hmm. So we started that up, and it was outside, so it made sense. But, hopefully the Chesapeake Bay Reggae Fest returns in 2022. So I'm, thinking about that, eyeballing that. So hopefully that'll work out, and we can get that going again and get some foundational artists back once again. That's always been the cornerstone of the festival, just to keep those guys in the focus because, some of those guys might not be around forever, so we got to, get them off stage while we can, show them the respect they deserve.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about. Principal Francis, thank you so much for calling in, hanging out with us for a little while. Really appreciate all of this, all of you doing for that piece of ground called Crescent and those students who are going to be passing through your care. Tell us a little bit more about the venue and who's going to be on the fest and any special, anything that anyone has to do to get down to the corner.
Well, right now it's just two local bands. One of them hadn't played in 7 years. They're reuniting to do the show, and called Session Rockers. and it's a 10-piece band, horns and everything. Then we also got Lions Bridge, which is my son's band. He's 20 years old. Half the band's 20 or younger, then the other half's like around 60, 55. So it's a good combination of elders and youth, so they can kind of teach each other, feed off each other's experience and energy. So it makes a great band. So we'll have them come on first, and Session Rockers will come on second. It's about an hour each. Have some selections in between, and just good vibes, you know, on a really good sound system, so you can feel it.
Wow. So, I know once your live left this place and you get back people in their zone, it's going to be really hard to just get up and go back home, not knowing when the other session is going to be around.
Yeah, of course. I got to take all the speakers home, unfortunately, if I can. I did get in a car accident recently, so I'm a little injured. Hopefully I'll be all right by then, but you know, I'm still here, God willing. So, like, you know, I'm okay. Like, you know, some people are not as fortunate as me, you know, so I can't complain or even feel sorry for myself or take any pity. I'm here in the flesh walking and talking, so praises to God for that. But, hopefully, things will be back in order and I can help to carry all the speakers. It's going to be a lot of work, but we'll see how it goes. Still there, Doctor?
Sending out some vibration for you to get well and heal, total healing. And with the vibration, we're just happy that you're able to be talking to us, because I understand you got pretty knocked up there for a while there. So and for you to be here talking to me in such a short time, we really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. And we send all of the vibration of love and healing and support in your direction.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate that.
Wow. So I'm going to wrap up with you now, KP, because I don't want to talk you out a little bit. I'm going to wrap up with you a little bit. I mean, any other word before you go out of here that will, you know, encourage these folks to get back on? And of course, we'll be doing a couple more sessions We're talking about August 6th. So we probably run another, just probably one more session before August 6th.
We could do it the week before. Yes. But everybody stay positive out there. I know everybody's going through hardships all across the globe. So everybody just stay positive and, you know, just hunker down and just keep pushing. We'll get through it. And, life's a blessing. I know sometimes it can feel like a curse, but it is a blessing. Trust me. You just got to see the positives, find the positives, and just keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. KP, a lot of power to you, and also the blessing and healing. We send to you the vibrations of our love. We send it in your direction for a quick recovery. Perfect. Quick recovery. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for always organizing and putting out these powerful cultural vibration. We can't thank you enough. So
thank you, God.
Blessing and more blessing. And we catch you on another show. We'll be getting on another show before the 6th of August.
For sure. Yeah, and everybody out there, take care and be safe. And thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. See you later, Doc. Bye-bye.
Hi. What's up, girl? Oh, Chris, I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. Chris all over the world. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay. No, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. All right, good.
far. Mommy, I'm a princess. Mommy, I'm a dance. First lady in my life. A girl of the understand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama made me see your hand. The boat's a blank for your mama. Light up for your mama. Select her, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama. Sing low to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring you from your heart. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no. Anything you want, you will get it.